Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hope you guys having a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'd like to welcome you guys to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. The music that you're hearing, that you just finished hearing, that's Memory Lane from Shani Morrell Holtz. Shani Morrell is a fantastic artist, and she's up and coming. Make sure you guys check her out. Go to you can find on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Shani Morrell Holtz. She's also too open for bookings. So you guys have any events going on, she's on the plane real quick. She's moving. She's everywhere. So make sure you guys get a chance, look her up, listen to more of her music. Also, too, probably most likely got to the same. Actually, the next show, I will actually put another track on the show, so kind of mix it up a little bit. Also, too, when you guys get a chance, I want you guys to go to steviehelps.me. That's steviehelps.me. Once you go there, it'll kind of stroll down and tell you about the CBD pure oil. Okay, let me tell you guys something. The CBD pure oil is fantastic. It helps for a lot of just with a lot of tension, stress, pain relief, also to inflammation, and also to when if you look at it, I did a video on Instagram. You actually can apply it under the tongue. And so the squirt bottle, you squirt it, and you put it on your tongue and hold it there. I hold it probably about 20 seconds. You may want to hold it longer or whatever. You hold it there. And also, too, if you hold it more than 20 seconds, it actually dissolves in your mouth. So, so make sure you check it out. And I would advise everyone if you're in pain, inflammation, tension, stress, it works. And I tell people I played, me playing professional sports. I'm not going to say professional sports. Sorry about that. Just sports in general, contact sport and football. You don't have to have contact sport to be in pain. But just over the years, when I was recently at home, I had my dad try some. I think my dad now is out running, running a full 440 through right now and doing everything else, high jumping the whole nine. No, I'm teasing, but my dad's feeling better, and that's my only parent, so I got to make sure he's okay. When God says the same, I get home for Christmas. We get home for Christmas, we'll actually check on him and get him back on track. So, and actually, too, I can say happy birthday. It's my dad's birthday. Was actually yesterday. So my dad is at the age of 21 years of age in his mind. Okay? He's 21 years of age. But you look at him, he'll talk your game now. He'll talk like he's 21. But no, bless him, my dad, he told me he was 66. I told him he was 67. But thank God for my only parent I have left on this earth. And I pray and hope Jesus Christ will bless him to he gets 120 years of age. But actually, he's 77. He says 67, 77. Okay. Also, too, I'd like to say the temperature here in South Florida is actually dropping. Guys, don't get upset when I say this, but I sent also to a sensitive on Instagram, and the guys were saying that I say it was chilly outside, and the temperature, I had on like a little light, like a workout jacket, whatever, but temperature is dropping down to 50 degrees. That's very, very cold here in South Florida. And these guys are like, oh, geez, whatever. But I know it's cold back at home in Louisiana. And but wherever you're at, you have to make the best of it. Like my older brother used to tell me, wherever you're at, you make the best of it. Weather's going to be different every place, most places. But thankful we're here. We're blessed. We're living and whatnot. Also, too, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I'd like to say that the episode tonight we're going to talk about is episode 44. And a lot of times, too, you guys can go back a list of other episodes while you're working out, you're traveling, Bluetooth it to your car, not just listen to it on the internet, however you want to. And I hope and pray that when I'm doing these shows that it's actually giving you guys motivation. And also, too, while I'm talking tonight, if you guys want to call in, feel free. Don't be afraid to call in. I will guide you through the show. If you can help me out, I may say something that's not correct. If not, call in. We can get it together. We can make it right. Host call-in number, the guest call-in number, is 657-383-1972. 657-383-1972. The episode 44 tonight would be, should females be running? And I put also a slash mark, walking outside alone at night. Okay? Should females be running and walking outside alone at night? Now, before we start talking to get into the show, don't come saying Stevie is male chauvinist and all that. Oh, come on now. Don't do me like that. Now, you know, people that know me, I'm not that way. I want you, for little girls, if you listen to this show, I want you to consider me as like a father. Okay? Ladies, listen to the show. Stop being so stubborn. Let's pay attention. And I'm not doing this show to talk about to belittle any female. Everyone knows me. My mom was my best friend. Okay? I even have golf clubs. My golf clubs, I'm not playing right now because I've been injured. But my golf clubs, they have pink and green on my golf clubs. And my buddies, I tell you that, that still represents my mom and the care for my mom. This show is about motivating and bringing awareness. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. Also, I'm on the pink and green, for you guys don't know. Now, friends of other through college and back at home now, other sororities, but it's AKA, okay? So that's for my mom. She went to grandma, and that was her sorority. But so we're going to get into the show. Again, if you guys want to call in, talk to me, and discuss some things, the number again is 657-383-1972. The topic, should females be running, walking outside alone at night? Okay. First of all, also to get into this, get into the show, I want you guys to know I love working out. Not like I used to, because I used to run all the time. When I mean all the time, I would run all the time. And now I'm up to about 5 miles a week, running, trying to run. I'm in a lot of pain. I say thanks for CBD Pure. But so I understand how you have most females, in a sense, you have that drive that you want to go work out. Or it could be from coming in from late from work that you guys want to go out and run and get some air. But we're going to bring some awareness tonight about why when you're going out there running late at night, and be careful about the air that you're trying to get, because we're going to get some awareness tonight. Give me 1 second here. I had something here. I'll come back to it. You know what? I'm very bad at writing some things down. Let me go. I'll get back to it in a little bit. Okay. This what got to me right here. This is how I got started with this, and I thought about this topic. There was this a disappearance of a young lady, and I think quite sure many of you guys will know who I'm talking about once I get to going on this topic. But this young lady, actually, she was from Iowa. And the young lady, she became missing for quite a few weeks. I mean, when they showed her picture and they showed her family, whatnot, and I just kind of stopped and I backed up and just caught me. I was running out. I don't know where I was going, but I just froze for a little bit, and I really, really paid attention and tried to listen to the story. But it got to the point that I was literally watching and waiting on reports about this young lady going missing. Okay? So the young lady, this particular time, like I said, for some reason I paid attention. I didn't pay attention, but this time in the past of certain things happening, people missing, okay, you look at it, you keep going like, wow. But this is the time I paid close attention to it. And as time went on, she became missing, and finally, they found her. Okay? The young lady was actually jogging down an abandoned road. I'm not saying it was abandoned, just a road that was didn't have that busy of traffic on the road. Okay? She would run down the road, and all of a sudden, she never did come back. Of course, she didn't come back because she was missing, right? So they found her. And she had been really messed up. But it seemed to me that the family of Iowa, the law enforcement, and, they pushed really, really hard to find answers of her disappearance. And they did. Like I said, her body was found. Still, to this day, my mind is pretty much a mystery about what truly happened. However, the case is still going on. It's still going on about what happened in the, to the young lady. And it's just, to me, there's something's missing. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm still watching to see what's going on, what happened and everything for the person, as opposed to this that was involved. I live in South Florida, and I've lived in many cities prior due to my football career. And I've seen young ladies working out all different times of the night. And like I said, the reason I'm saying this too, working out, I actually ran track in high school. My buddy used to race at lunchtime when he was in junior high. And So I love and appreciate the running and the drive. I always put likes out from male to females. People have been at a certain point in their life, their weight wasn't what, where they wanted to be. They had a goal, and they lose in 10, 5, 5, 10, 20, 100 pounds. And
sorry about that. That's an interruption of my phone. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. The devil is trying to do his thing. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Are we going to keep moving? Hold on 1 second. Like I said, I've been running for quite some time. Sorry about that. I had some interruption. I don't know where it came from. That's very, very weird. Anytime you're talking about good stuff, okay, you're talking about good stuff and positive stuff, that's what the devil does. And if you don't believe in the devil, you're a fool. Okay, I'm going to say it again. If you don't believe in the devil, and I don't care who's listening, you're a fool if you don't. Okay? So when we're talking about good stuff and helping people, that's what happens. All right, so let me get back on track. So, like I said, that's why what it is. I said I had a track scholarship and I was running and I used to run, and that's why I have the love of track. But like I said, I've seen females walking and jogging in some places here in South Florida that I mean, you really wouldn't imagine what it'd be walking and running at. Meaning, when I've basically been coming back from a special event, coming back from golf, a lot of times I go practice at different places or different locations where they have lighted ranges and things like that. And I'm serious. I mean, I don't understand why a female would be walking on a dark road and or jogging. And some of these roads, they have pockets in them. So basically, for a lot of people who don't know what pockets mean, or the terminology of a pocket, is that you may have a street that you're running down. You may have a light that's about 200 yards away. Okay? It could be 100 yards away. But those are dark pockets. Okay? That's a pocket. Now, in between those pockets, anything can happen. Okay? I think I told you guys last radio show, actually, we had a someone found on a night cam this big panther. So in Louisiana, and there's some things I said I've seen in Louisiana and heard in Louisiana that people still don't know about and people would never ever know probably. And so I know what pockets do. You have animals that stay in these dark areas at night, especially snakes, and it's no different than an evil person that can actually be in a dark area and you may not see them. Okay? And so that's what I say about pockets. So when you're out running, remember there are pockets, dark pockets. Now, I advise you not to run, but I know you guys, someone's going to be hard-headed and going to do exactly what I'm saying not to do. You're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Let's pray that nothing happened to you. Sometimes I've been thinking that most, like what's going on with these females? I mean, like, geez, I mean, are you crazy? Do you want to be kidnapped? I mean, do you want to be kidnapped? And I've thought that. It's like, it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. You can't give your life away. Okay? Walking on abandoned roads, jogging on abandoned roads at night, I don't know what you're trying to conquer. But it's not a good thing that you're doing. It's very, very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. And you have to be careful about that. My point of view is this. This is my point of view. And like I said, don't get upset with what I'm saying. It's like, I don't care how much physically or mentally. From a man's view, you're still a female. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I don't care how much you train physically or mentally. In a man's view, you're still a female. That's not a bad thing, okay? That's not a bad thing at all. That's what God designed you. That's what you are, okay? It's just that evil, weak man will try to attack you. I'm going to say it again. An evil, weak man will try to attack you. Okay? Okay, check this out. Most men can sense evil or tension among another man. Okay? Instinct. Most females can sense tension among another female. Okay? Most men can feel evil before it happens. Like caution around, like something don't feel right. Visualization, visual. Men of visual. And we're designed, men are designed this earth. We're supposed to be warriors. That's the way God designed us. Not some, you know, there's men that's all different. They chose to be certain ways they want to be. But overall, this is the way that God designed you. You may choose to try to be someone else. That's on you. But this is what's going on, okay? Most men can feel evil, like I said, before it happened. Caution. But I'm sorry, that's the way God, Jesus Christ, designed us. Okay? I find it to be nothing wrong with young girls and ladies learning different techniques to be mentally and physically tough. Okay? I'm going to say it again. I find it nothing wrong with young girls and ladies learning different techniques to be mentally and physically tough. That's just my opinion. I think that's a good, I really believe that's a really, 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 really good thing. It's a great, you can't beat that. So, you know, moms, your dads, your girls want to go out there and take a, want to work on kickboxing, or they want to go on different techniques, however it may be, to protect themselves. Let them do it. Dad, same way. I'm actually for it, okay? Total percent, 1,000% for it. Also, to have some type of weapon training, I feel that's very, very important these days and times to have that weapon training, okay? Because as men, we fail, okay? And we've fallen short of men. Some of you guys are smart to figure that out. You know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? Now, so a lot of times you guys are, it's a lot of females alone, and you don't have that protector around like it used to be back in the days. A lot of us got distracted, thrown off course. I believe also, too, like I said, of having these type of trainings. Also, too, I think I mentioned weapon training, such as handgun, rifle, and tasers. Okay? Handguns, rifles, and tasers. That's very important for a female to have. Okay? Now, there's some men that's missing also, too. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But that's just the way I really believe it should happen. That's the way it should be. I also believe that most of these abductions carried out by more than one person. Okay? Who knows? It could be females involved also. You really don't know. By doing one thing, there are people, females, missing. Okay? However, there are many females that will go toe-to-toe with some men. They will. I know some females that go toe-to-toe with men. What I mean is physically, a fight, toe-to-toe with men. Some men, for sure. Even though most of these females grew up with an athletic or fighting background, okay, / soldiers, okay? But These particular females are rare. Okay? They're rare. Okay? So that's why I was saying earlier that, I mean, an evil man would try you. Okay? So it's like I say, we're talking about the soldiers, we're talking about the athletes. These females are rare. Okay? They're rare. Okay? Versus all the other 2.3 billion women in the world. Okay? That's why I say they're rare. You have 2 plus 3 billion women on this planet. The soldiers, not that many soldiers, female soldiers, there's quite a few. And again, athletes, according to the world, okay? Check this out. I also believe in having a dog helps also when you're out working out and running. It's very important. It helps. It's very, very important. I think it's a need. I think you need to have that. Very, very important. However, there's been incidents where a female had a dog and she still got kidnapped. Now, my point of view is this. If I have a dog, don't be walking out there running and walking late at night with no little dog, okay? Because he's barking inside the house. He's not a Doberman, okay? Or he's not a dog size enough to attack, okay? Don't get uncomfortable. Don't get off course with that, okay? Don't do that. So, like I said, there has been females that's been kidnapped, and the dog left the dog there. I don't want my dog running in a different direction. You out walking with a dog at night, you make sure the dog got some real teeth. If you're going to be out like that, you're going to be that brave to be out there. Because that is bravery. You're out there walking alone by yourself at night. The lady, too, I mentioned earlier that was running, the one that made me think about this topic. Particular lady had one of those Fitbit watches, so it tracks your steps, etc. Okay. Now, there are advantages of that watch, but at the same time, anyone can cut that watch off. Okay? The watch can be cut off. Okay? So you need to just think about things I'm talking about right now, because it's real. Let me tell you about this incident. Matter of fact, before I talk about this incident, I was talking to this guy earlier today, and we was talking about how women, ladies, how you tend to forget that an evil person will try you. Even though he may lose, an evil man will try you, or evil people will try you. They feel like, oh, she's just a female. Oh, we just want. So you have to guard yourself and arm yourself. Just in case that person want to be a fool, you waiting on them. Okay? Let's think about that. It's an incident right here. There was a young lady, another young lady from Iowa. And I was talking to a relative of mine today. Many people would know who I'm talking about. It's a female golfer. Now, for a lot of you guys don't know about golfing, is that when you get to the country club, the golf course is like different patterns of the course And some of the holes, the hole is where you tee from, the tee box, okay? That's a tee box, bro. They have different holes, 18 holes of golf. There are tee boxes that you tee from that may carry you way back away from the golf course. This particular tee box is way, way off course, okay? She was way off from the clubhouse. So she couldn't be seen way back in the woods. This young lady was a professional. Just didn't have a tour card yet, but she was that talented. For some reason, someone was hiding back in the woods. And this is the middle of the daytime. This happened this past year. She was killed. And you would think in the daytime. I was talking to a guy today. When I'm on the golf as a hunter, okay, a lot of people see me as a hunter. I'm actually, when I'm on the golf course, even back at home, different places, I'm still looking through the woods. Even as a hunter, I'm not, listen, this young lady is in heaven, but let me tell you guys something. Stop being so, in a sense, not aware, okay? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to come up to another incident. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Sex trafficking, okay? It's extremely high, and it's no joke, okay? The definition of sex trafficking is more or less like the act of recruiting, harboring, transporting, providing, obtaining a person for compelled labor or commercial sex. Basically, we're going to take you and make you a slave. That's what we're going to do. So when you're out there not paying attention, there are people out there right now kidnapping and a female's being disappeared right now as we speak. Check these numbers out right here. Between 14,500 and 17,500 people are trafficked into the United States each year. I'm going to say it again. Between 14,000 and 500 people and 17,500 are trafficked into the United States each year. I may be talking slow because the fact is I'm thinking while I'm talking because this is really, really deep. And I want you guys to pay attention. That's why I want your mind to go slow with me so you can hear what I'm saying. I usually talk fast, but at the same time I'm trying to talk slow so you can think. Okay? Human trafficking is the third largest international crime industry. Illegal drugs and arms trafficking is reported generates profit of $32 billion every year. Between 14,500 and 17,500 people are trafficked into the U.S. each year. Sex slave. Slavery. Where you could be on some island, not coming back, and you're going to slave until you die. No one knows you at. No one knows where you're at. You just disappear. And there's people out there right now grabbing people, kidnapping them, and then disappearing. But you want to go out there and run at night. You want to go out there and walk at night because you're mad at your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you're doing. The same guy I was talking to you earlier, he was saying as a man, he carries something on him when he's walking somewhere late at night. Me too. I'm not going to be out just walking at night, just walking like I'm at the mall with no protection. This report, check this out. This report said there are 40 million slaves worldwide, sex slaves, sex trafficking. Most are women and girls. You hear what I said? I said 40 million. I didn't say 5. I didn't say 10. I said 40 million. A United Nations agency warns, it warns now, 40.3 million people across the globe were subject to some form of modern slavery in 2016. Y'all not paying attention. Y'all want to keep out there still walking at night, huh? Still jogging at night. Not paying attention. Well, I have a call in right here. Hold on a second. Yes, I have a caller. Hold on one second. I have a caller? Caller? Someone calling in, I guess. Let me see something. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Yes?
Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes,
yes.
Can
you
hear me? Go ahead, talk to me. I can hear you loud. Talk to me.
This is Shani Morrell.
Shani Morrell, of all people. Okay? So, Shani, let me take, you know, Shani, I just heard your music a while ago. I was playing your music. And I was telling the audience that I'm going to actually bring you on another, you know, get into some other music that you have out there. But I'm glad you called in. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just listening in on the show. You know, listening
you
to
know
what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, tell me what you think about this. But see, the thing is, Shani, I'm talking slow tonight because I'm trying to help people, to, you know, listen to what's going on out there, paying attention. I usually kind of just flow, but I'm trying to let people know and understand the awareness of what's going on out there. So what do you think about this? Basically, it is a sex trafficking. You know, these people, if you're out there, these young ladies, if you're not paying attention, this is real. They're literally disappearing daily.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so talk to me. What you think about that?
Well,
what
I
you think about
I think that you know that we should protect ourselves at all time. And being that I live in the Houston area, sometimes Houston is known as the number one sex trafficking in the world, sex trafficking area in the world, especially over there.
Wow.
Off, you know, 59 Bissonnet and all of that. So they're just grabbing women and young girls and snatching them up, like you said, and drugging them and selling them and all kind of things. So we have different forms that go on here in Houston, different events against sex trafficking. And, you know, I've actually met some victims who have actually escaped. And, you know, just to hear their story is just unbelievable. So, yeah, you know, I'm originally from Louisiana, so you know I'm definitely protecting myself at all times, at all costs.
Yeah, but you know it's crazy like you said, people, you know what, you hear it on the news and it's so much to talk about on the news, but people really don't pay attention to it. It's like it's when you hear the stories, you're like, this is really happening? And you would think that oh, it won't happen to me. But the thing about it, you want to be aware that it doesn't come up. That you're
right.
Aware of that it doesn't happen. Yes, yes. And you said, said there is a, you had firsthand talking to young ladies about it, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually had an event not too long ago in Houston to where we did, I forgot exactly, I want to say it's called STOMP. It's like sex trafficking awareness, something. I forgot what
right.
It's called, but it was a really great event and very informative. On different things that we could do as women to protect ourselves. And like I said, hearing some of the stories for some of the victims And yeah, it was amazing.
Well, let me ask you a question on this right here. What do you think about what I'm saying? Is like I said, I'm just trying to, like I said, I don't want to be feel like, oh, he's a male, he don't know. But what do you think about these ladies out here walking at nighttime? When I say pockets, I said some areas where they may have lights, but the light can be 200 yards away, but it's dark within that 200 yards. And I've seen literally down here in South Florida. I was coming one time down by this beach area, and you'll see females walking in the middle of the night by themselves. And I'm like, what are they doing? You know, even if they do have protection, they will attack them first before they approach a man. And that's my point, is that it's, I don't want to sound like, you know, like, oh, he's a man. No, but this is just the truth. This is the truth. You know, you have to be aware, but yeah, but so what would you be out there walking at night like that?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. I mean, like I said, I'm always having something on me.
You have to. Let me tell you this. I'm not gonna hold you long, but let me tell you this. When I was actually, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. When I was actually my younger brother Scotty, when he was playing ball, he had some friends that that's more like he had this assistant and everything that they kind of keep things in order for him, and it's like a person assistant, he had a PR person. But the thing was that they had in Detroit, they had guns back then. They had 10 guns. I mean. They purses. They weren't playing around. That's the way they roll, you know. And there are some people, of course, not for guns, but the world has changed. Okay, it's changed, and that's my point about the topic. Is about that, you know. So, so when's your next? Let everyone know. I'm glad you called. When is your next event? You have an event coming up. I tell people, or you want to let people know where they can reach you at. I told them Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, but you have anything else you would like to let everyone know, the listeners, to know where they can find you?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
They can find me on, like you said, anything social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything is Shani Morrell, ShaniMurrell. And my next event, I'll be in Atlanta. The second week of December, from December 11th through the 13th, and I'm filming commercials and all kind of things in Atlanta. Probably be at BQE Lounge. I think that's the name of BQE Lounge is the name of the spot that where I'll be performing at while I'm down there.
What's the name of the lounge again? It's called what?
It's BQE Lounge.
Okay, and what's the date of that? You have the date already, you said?
That date is on the 11th.
11th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I'm glad you called in and everything, and I'm glad you have your point of view, and it's good to have a female to call in and to say that. Like I said, you're from the country, so you're around the woods, you've seen the woods, you know that there's a lot of things that roam in the woods. So awareness, I think the problem is when you have people that live in a city, they always have people around them. So they don't feel, majority of the time, like something can happen like this. Where we're in the woods, we know that, you know, you could be drunk in the woods, anything can happen. You may not come back. Like, who's out there in the woods? Well, here you just go, oh, I'm having a good time over here at dinner. Okay, I'm going to go back and have a little night run. No. No, and those are the ones that end up disappearing. So, So, thanks for calling in. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you listened to the show. And I apologize if I've been talking slow, like I told everyone else. I'm just so into this topic. So I'm kind of dragging my feet. But, again, thanks for calling in, and we'll have to bring you on another show. All right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Shani Morrell Holtz. Okay? She's talented, guys. No joke. Also, too, guys, I want to give you a definition of a female. Don't get mad at me because I'm saying this, okay? Let me give you a definition, all right? An individual that bears young or produce eggs are distinguished from one that produces sperm, especially a woman or a girl, as distinguished from a man or a boy, okay? Genesis, 2nd chapter, 22nd to 21st verse, and this is New International Version, okay? It says, "Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man." Give me 1 second. The man said, "This is now," 23rd. So the man, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man." Okay? 24. "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." Okay? So I want to give you a definition of that. I want to tell you guys another incident that happened. There was a young lady that was watering her neighbor's flowers. Okay? Was approached in the front by this guy. Okay? Who was offering, let's say he was trying to sell something. Okay? In the middle of the daytime. Okay? This is the middle of the day. She was kidnapped in the middle of the day, okay? Not the dark. He kidnapped her in the middle of the daytime. She happened to look off, not paying attention. She was gone. Another incident. This one particular lady wanted to run at night. So she changed her pattern. And that's another thing, too. Make sure your patterns are changing. Don't be so predictable. That's not a good thing. And particularly later, her mom, her grandmother told her, said, "Listen, I don't want you running out there at nighttime or anywhere in the dark." Well, she decided to go running that morning. This is Chicago. She ran that morning, but she never did come back. Okay? That was her last run. In today's finding, there are more than 64,000 black women remain missing across the United States. In today's finding, there are more than 64,000 black women remain missing across the United States. Guys, this is serious. This is serious. Very serious. You have to be aware of what's going on today. And I really do believe that a lot of us are not aware. We're not paying attention to it. But we have to be aware. I was saying something earlier about, I mentioned about, it's not anything wrong with working out and training. Keep yourself right. But don't be shy of being armed as a female. I know a lot of you guys don't want to have a gun in your hand, don't want to carry a gun, or if you don't, use a taser. Okay? It's serious, I heard today. The world has changed. Everything that, for your unbelievers, go back and read the Bible about the beginning. It's time. How things are coming back in a bad way. Well, it's that time. It's happening. It is happening. Let me give you guys some safeguards. Number one, avoid compromising situations. Do not be alone in the dark areas. If you want to run at night, run on the track where there's cameras at, security. Okay? Also, too, you can't predict who's around you or what person's around you, complexion, race. You can't predict that. You just have to put yourself in a situation that you can't protect yourself and you're in a safe area. I don't care if they're black, green, white, purple, yellow, orange, pink, male, female, whatever else you decide to be. That doesn't matter. What matters is you putting yourself in the right situation and protecting yourself. Okay? Carry protection, number two. Mace, taser, alert signals, sirens on your flashlight. You have a siren that you can actually put on your keychain. And if something's going wrong, you press that siren. It's very, very loud, too. Very loud. The app, which helps, you know, track your run, tell people where you're going. Everyone has a best friend. Use your best friend. Use them in a positive way. I mean, talk to them. Communicate with your best friend. Some of us don't have a best friend. Some of us just have a friend. But at least let someone know where you're going. Number three. Keep a safe distance from strangers. Always be alert. Observe your surroundings. Put your phone down. Look around. Pay attention. Now, when I say pay attention to strangers, strangers can help you. But pay attention when they come up and what they're saying. Okay? It's like an interview. Everyone approach you these days need to be an interview. What you do, what you're doing, where you're going. Do not be, number four, do not be too trusting. The devil is always lurking. And that's male or female. He's always lurking. Early I was doing the show for some odd reason, this phone starts to, and let me tell you something, guys, too. I know this is very, very heavy right here. This is for some people. This is the topic for people that know what's going on. This is for the believers. For the believers that can tell you about the static, how the evil worked through the static. I'm not crazy, but that's another topic. I'm not into that. Okay. Number five, pray for protection always. And for your unbelievers that don't believe in Jesus, like I say, I'm not a minister. I'm not, you know, I'm always making mistakes. I have fun, like to have a good time, like to joke around with my buddies and stuff like that, so I may say anything. But it doesn't hurt anyone to get on your knees and pray. Okay? For your unbelievers, you better start praying too. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, for you ladies, young girls, ladies, I talk this show very, very slow today, tonight. I usually don't talk this slow, but I just want to just safely get the right message out there and give you guys awareness. And I hope I didn't say anything that offended anyone, anything like that. I hope I didn't. If I did, I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to get a point across a certain way. You get to the end of the day, you guys will live your lives like you want to. But if you keep running at night, keep walking, your chances, you have better chances putting yourself in danger. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to walk at night, have you and one of your girlfriends or something to run with you, okay? And if you're going to, you know, if you happen to be out at nighttime, make sure you have some type of protection on you. That's just coming that way today. It's becoming that way. I told some people years ago, a few years ago, after 2006 of 06, the devil is lurking everywhere. Okay? And again, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I will actually be posting another show here real soon. I'm going to close out with another song here from Shana Morrell. But also, too, I will repost this a little bit.